I'm Pat Lencioni here with Chris Stefanik, and here is your 3-minute reset. I'm thinking today about managing people and what a responsibility that is. It's so easy to think about it just, oh yeah, I've got direct reports and they're on my team and I have to figure out what they're supposed to do. But there's something much deeper about having responsibility for managing a person, even for a short period of time in their career. And when I look back on my career at the people who managed me well, I realized what a profound impact they had on how I see myself. There was something almost parental in, not paternalistic, but parental. And I look back and I think they actually took an interest in me. And when we want to be people of faith in the workplace, I think it's really important, and I've certainly failed at this many times, we have to really digest the full impact of what it means to be a person's manager and treat them in a way that they see the love of God in.
Christian life and Christian culture doesn't mean that we look like everybody else, plus we go to church on Sunday or pray more. It has profound implications in how we treat each other and the kind of societies and workplaces that we build. This is why Christians were responsible for the hospital system, the university system, are still the largest social service provider on earth is the church. You know, that's because it opened people's eyes up to the fact that human beings matter that much to God. So they're not just cogs in this machine called society or the workplace, but society and the workplace serve people and help them thrive. And this is how a Christian manager should approach work. Not just, am I using these people effectively, but am I raising them up and helping them thrive as human beings? That's how you communicate all the good news of the gospel to people. That says that you were worth dying for in the eyes of God.
And people should look, and this happens one leader, one manager at a time. People should look at a person in the workplace and say, what is with her or what is with him? Why is he or her such a good manager? And what do they do? Why does everybody want to work with them? And ultimately, they will find that beneath all of that is the love of God and the love of neighbor, which is the great commandment. And so that we should stand out even in the way we do that. And it's not always asking them how we can pray for them. We should do that too. But it's sometimes just how we look at them, how we listen to them, how we honor them, how we discipline them, how we're honest with what they need to do to get better. And people should be able to say, that guy has Jesus in him in the way he manages me, or that woman has Jesus in her.
And I hope that as a Christian boss, you see as your great marker of success, not just how much money you're pulling in, but how many jobs you're providing. How much you're making people feel provided for and loved and cared for.
Yeah.
So let's pray. Lord, thank you for your fatherhood in our lives. Help us to show your fatherly providence and love in the way that we manage and the way that we lead, however you call us to do that. Amen.
Amen.